Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The state Senate started voting on a set of five water bills last night, passing three before adjourning shortly after midnight. Later today, the Senate plans to take up the remaining two bills while the Assembly considers all five. The Senate approved a $10 billion bond measure to pay for new infrastructure and ecosystem restoration in the San Joaquin-Sacramento Delta. A second bill establishes a new council to oversee the Delta, and a third requires a statewide reduction in per capita urban water use. Lawmakers in both houses must pass all five bills, including two dealing with water rights enforcement and groundwater monitoring, or the entire package fails. Arnold Schwarzenegger's budget director, Mike Genest, is leaving after nearly 4 years in the post. Given the bleak fiscal news of late, the governor often introduced Genest as a man on suicide watch. Genest told the Los Angeles Times he liked to retort that once everyone saw what we were proposing, quote, it went from suicide watch to homicide watch. We'll find out later this morning who will take on another one of the toughest jobs in the state, leading the LAPD. Perhaps not quite as tough as it was 7 years ago. During his tenure as police chief, William Bratton pursued a reform agenda that dramatically reduced crime rates and improved relations with the Angelenos the department has pledged to protect and serve. From KPCC in Los Angeles, Frank Stoltz has more.
7 years ago, Chief Bratton combed community centers and meeting halls across Los Angeles to win over the city's minority communities.
We need to find a way in this city to regain a trust, to heal the wounds that exist between your police and the community. We need to find a way to build bridges once again.
Monica Harmon of East LA heard a speech like that.
When he spoke, we looked at each other and were like, oh my God, this is our new chief, and we felt great.
For years, LA cops had practiced intimidating and sometimes harassing law enforcement. The federal government said LAPD officers routinely used excessive force on non-whites. Deputy Chief Charlie Beck's been with the department for three decades.
When I was a police officer, any felony car stop, everybody got laid out on the ground. And everybody means everybody. Women, children, dogs, cats, everybody.
20 years ago, says Officer Derek Campbell, his instructors at the police academy fostered the perception that certain neighborhoods were hostile territory.
No, they weren't teaching a lot of understanding, sensitivity, and compassion. You got in there, you got the facts, you handled the situation, and you got out. Well, now I think the attitude is more, have more compassion, listen.
Bratton preached kinder, gentler policing, and Officer Campbell says the community responded.
Are you treated better by the community now?
Well, before you could ride down the street in some of these neighborhoods and people would either get flipped off, people wouldn't want to be witnesses. But now they're willing to cooperate because they feel as though we are listening with a fair ear.
Well, from my perspective, it's slowly changing. The top gets it, Chief Bratton.
36-year-old Fabian Montes is an ex-gang member who now helps others leave that life at Homeboy Industries. He appreciates the LAPD leadership's new willingness to treat people like him with respect.
But when it trickles down to the police officers in the street, some of them are resistant because for so many years there's been this broken trust.
Civil rights attorney Connie Rice advises Bratton on reform. She says that the chief's efforts to change the department's culture extended only so far and that his successor will have to finish the job.
The style of policing in the hot zones has not changed. It is still a preemptive, massive stops, mass arrests.
2 years ago, when LAPD cops fired rubber bullets at and beat nonviolent immigrant rights demonstrators and journalists in MacArthur Park, Bratton recognized that the incident jeopardized his reform efforts. Greg Ridgway directs RAND Corporation's Center on Quality Policing.
I thought, here's Bratton's Watts riots. Here's Bratton's Rodney King. But instead, there was a very transparent public investigation. Officers were demoted, removed. He came in forcefully.
While use of force incidents by officers under Bratton have remained about the same as before he became chief, Ridgway says the LAPD does a better job of tracking and investigating officers' behavior. Bratton began opening the door to a long, secretive, and aloof LAPD. Many in Los Angeles will be watching closely to see if the next chief opens it further or slams it shut. For the California Report, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
Yosemite National Park has been scarred by several big fires in recent years, the latest contained less than 2 months ago. New research suggests Yosemite is likely to face more fire in its future. Craig Miller reports for our ongoing series, Climate Watch.
In late August, when fire crews attacked the Big Meadow Fire in Yosemite, it was hard to blame nature for the 7,400 acres lost. It was a prescribed burn that got out of control. But 90% of fires in the Sierra start with a lightning strike. And new research suggests that as California's climate changes, the combination of warmer temperatures, less snow, and more lightning strikes could mean 20% more fires by mid-century. Jan van Wagendonk is a forester with the U.S. Geological Survey. He co-authored the study with researchers at the University of Washington. They looked at 20 years of Yosemite fire data to identify a trend.
And what happens in the mountains then is that as snow recedes in the spring, the moisture in the fuels follows. And we extend the fire season by having more days available for fires to burn.
The study assumes a 17% reduction in snowpack by 2050 under a moderate warming scenario. But there's another wild card in the deck, lightning, which may have its own link to greenhouse gases.
There have been some models that show that as carbon dioxide in the air increases, that you actually get an increase in the number of lightning strikes. And we take that to mean as you get more lightning strikes, you're likely to get more lightning fires.
The new report is in line with other climate studies that imply not just more wildfires, but more intense fires as the climate warms. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.
There's more about climate change and wildfire at californiareport.org/climatewatch. That's the California Report for Tuesday, November 3rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment, working to build healthier communities that support children, youth, and families. Online at www.calendow.org. And Chevron, an energy company encouraging innovation right here in California. This is the power of human energy. Information available at chevroncalifornia.com.